listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The Jets are red hot. They've won three in a row. They're 4-2. And Gangrene does have the Broncos this weekend out in Mile High. Now joining us, one of the star players on the Jets defense, Quinnen Williams, who's playing some elite football right now with 5 sacks on the year. Kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show. Quinnen, appreciate the time. How you been?
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we'll talk about your new clothing line in just a bit. But I saw after the game on social media a video of you and your brother Quincy, who also plays for the Jets, walking off the field, celebrating a victory at Lambeau Field. That had to be an awesome moment for your family. What did that mean to you?
It was super awesome, man. Just to get a chance to win football games in general, the first and foremost, was amazing, man. Just to do it with my brother, man. It's like all those guys on the field, man, are my brothers, bro. So just to get a win, man, and Lambeau especially, it was amazing. So,
how rewarding has this been for you guys? Because you've been in the organization now for a few years. There's been a lot of losing. Now, since it looks like you guys are getting that train moving in the right direction, how rewarding has these last few weeks been?
It's been very rewarding, man. Anytime you can get a win, man, it's reward, man. Just all the work that's paid off, man, throughout the week. And it's a test to all the guys that you have on the team, man, all the guys that Joe and Coach Sala brought in, man, an amazing group of guys. So have a group of guys that go out there and willing to win is amazing. So,
how good do you think this team could be this year? Because you guys are now 4-2, and people are starting to look at the Jets and say, all right, let's see where they could take this season.
Man, I don't really know, man. I just think, like, we continue to communicate and execute, especially on defense like we've been, man. We could be a dangerous group this season, man. That's all I'm saying that we really focus on week in and week out is getting better every single day and just being consistent. So,
Sauce Gardner has been unbelievable. You know how tough it is to make a jump in New York, going from college, high expectations. What has impressed you the most with Sauce Gardner?
It's amazing, man. Just the guy he is, man, the guy he's growing up to be right before our eyes, man. Like, I tell him all the time, like, man, my rookie, I struggle, man. He's balling right now. So to keep him humble, to keep him grounded, man, is an easy job because he's just that type of humble guy. It's an amazing opportunity to have him on our team to see him grow. So,
you talked about some of your struggles. You're playing elite football right now. How did you find your groove through the last few years?
Oh, man, just having guys like Sauce Gardner, I feel like, man, is a big thing with DJ Reed and Sheldon Rankins and John Franklin. Just the group of guys that we have on our defense, the group of guys that we have on our team, it just helped me uplift my game and keep me competitive, to keep me humble, to keep me help. So having those guys are amazing in that defensive line room to help me out and to help them out, and we all hold each other accountable. So,
does this just feel like a big time difference from the last 2 years to where you guys are at? Like, going to work just has to be so exciting now with the young names that you guys have.
Going to work, man, after a win is amazing, but also going to work after a loss, man, you got to make it amazing also by fixing the things you got to fix. And even when you win, you got to fix the things that you did wrong so you can continue to be better and continue to do good things in this league to continue to be consistent. So,
Quinnen Williams here with us. What has Robert Sala brought to this team now in year number two as the head football coach?
Just energy, man. Wisdom, energy, and knowledge. And that's the biggest thing that him as a head coach is amazing. Just to get to know his players and to put his players in the right position to be successful on the field and off the field. So,
obviously, in New York, it's all about the quarterback for this organization. They've been trying to find the franchise quarterback for a long time. Where's your belief level, Quinnen Williams, at with one Zach Wilson, your quarterback?
He's my quarterback, man. He's an amazing football player, amazing thrower, amazing runner, a super smart guy, man, and a great leader. So,
yeah, what type of leader is he? Like, how do you describe his leadership skills?
I think he's more of a lead by example guy and a vocal guy, man. He's one of those leaders that's still growing week in and week out and just still growing, man. So to have a leader like him is an amazing to have, especially on that offensive side.
Wrapping up with Quinnen Williams, this Broncos offense that you're going up against this weekend, they've been struggling. What is your read? What has been the point of emphasis this week on this Denver Broncos offense?
Every single week, man, we just look at it as all about us, man. And that's the biggest thing that we preach about, especially the defensive line role and the defensive role. We got to communicate to the highest level, man. They have an amazing offensive line. They have an amazing quarterback that we all know in Russell Wilson and some great receivers and great skill guys. So to have these guys going against and especially playing inside of a hard stadium like Denver, you got to execute and communicate to the highest level and not beat yourself, though. So.
How does this group stay level-headed? Because the last few years, not a lot of people have been praising the Jets. Now this team is getting praise. Has there been an emphasis with the leaders, you being one of them? Guys, let's not let the outside noise affect us and start praising us too much.
Not really, man, because that's a group of guys that Coach Sala brought in and Joe Douglas brought in. We have some amazing group of guys that they know what we have to do, man. Like, a lot of guys who experience winning, like Solomon Thomas and the different guys they brought from San Fran, the different guys they brought in through Weekend Route who experienced winning, they understand that the consistency means everything, man. We're in the NFL, and we can lose 6 games in a row, 7 games in a row. So we have a long season ahead of us. And I feel like everybody on the team understands that.
You said that Russell Wilson's still an amazing quarterback. He's been struggling the last few weeks. He's still a guy that sparks fear and makes you have to really keen in on what he does when you prepare for him?
He's an amazing football player, man. His resume speaks for itself. So definitely not really sports fear, but definitely an amazing football player that you got to respect, amazing football player that you gotta watch each and every day because he has been to the Super Bowl and he has won a Super Bowl. So he's still a Super Bowl quarterback at the end of the day and an amazing football player.
Wrapping up with Quinnen Williams, this has been a crazy last 24, 48 hours when it comes to your teammate Elijah Moore. Requested a trade, was back in the facility today. Robert Saleh said they won't be trading Elijah. Just how did you kind of react when all that was playing out the last 2 days?
Man, I can always just be a teammate, man, be an ear to listen, do the things I can do to help him out, to let him understand that he belongs on this team and we need him on this team to be the team that we want to be in the future and to be the team we want to be now. So,
have you had a conversation with him since coming back into the facility?
No, I have not, man. I know it's hard on him, but anything he needs, man, I got him. So
what would you want him to know? Like, what would you want to say to him if you could talk to him right now?
Like I said, we all love him. We all need him, man, and we all understand the player that he is and the player that we need him to be to take over this team and to be a huge culture change in this team. So,
with the way that you guys have been winning, is it at all disappointing that this seems like it's an individual issue right now where he's concerned about his targets and not really the team right now?
All I can do, man, is respect his decision and whatever you want to do and just let him know that he's a big part of this team. He's a big part of a teammate for me, and he's a huge playmaking football player. So,
before we let you run, Jets fans are really excited right now. They're 4-2. They're feeling really confident with this young group. What's your message to Jets fans? You going through some of the lows and now starting to experience some of the good times with the Jets.
Man, we continue to be a dominant team, man. We just growing each and every day and getting better each and every day. And we continue to be, if we commit to being disciplined, being consistent, we can be a great team in the future and to come. So.
Can you imagine playoffs this year? Like, do you think this team get to the playoffs this year?
Not really worried about the playoffs. Just worried about every single day, man. Getting better every single day and winning football games week in and week out and doing the things that we need necessary each and every week to win football games. So I'm not really worried about the playoffs right now.
So not only are you dominated on the field, you're looking good off the field. I heard you launched a clothing line. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I launched a clothing line merch, man. That's Quinnen Williams merch. That's amazing. Had an amazing opportunity to go in and design a logo and do the things I can do, man, to put my character and put my spunk inside of a clothing brand. That's super amazing to me. So,
well, good luck. We appreciate it. It's been fun to watch your team this year. Appreciate you joining us for a few moments.
All right, thank you.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about. like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.